You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Imagine a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Bud Light. It's a cocktail that captures the spirit of an experiment in the business of sports. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Federal Reserve and other banking regulators are working on a plan to make banks hold more capital to guard against bank failures. We've had three of those this year, right? Signature, First Republic, and Silicon Valley Banks. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Bank regulators raised capital requirements in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, and they were due to raise them again a few years ago. But then COVID hit.
Ideally, regulators want to raise capital requirements when the economy is going well.
Julie Hill is a professor at the University of Alabama. She says now might not be a good time to do this either. The economy is slowing down, and higher capital requirements could, in theory, restrict lending.
But, you know, we're still a few years out of actual implementation of the rules. And if you're waiting for the Goldilocks time period, there might not ever be one.
Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the changes will focus most on the eight biggest banks, but they could also affect regional banks, like the three that failed earlier this year. Myra Rodriguez-Valladares is managing principal of MRV Associates.
It was very clear that those banks were not sufficiently capitalized.
Fed Chair Powell said that either way, community banks will not be affected. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Stock index futures are pointing to a downward open for the stock market today. S&P futures are down 0.6%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.7%. 3M has settled with hundreds of water systems for its so-called forever chemicals that contaminated drinking water around the country. The firm will pay at least $10.3 billion for PFAS chemicals used in firefighting foam. Many of the water districts plan to use the money to upgrade filtration for chemicals that don't break down in the environment. The St. Paul, Minnesota-based company admits no liability here. Hundreds of other lawsuits are still pending. 3M stopped selling Scotchgard waterproofing spray with PFAS in 2020 and pledged to stop making the stuff entirely by 2025. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This month, Italian carmaker Ferrari took top honors at the 100th running of Le Mans, the famed 24-hour road race in northwestern France. It's a most European contest, but this year Americans had their moments. A General Motors Corvette won its class, and a Cadillac in the top hypercar category made it to the winner's podium. And for many, it was another GM machine that stood out most, a NASCAR-style Camaro running in Le Mans as a very public experiment. Reporter Jamie Kittman was there for this Franco-American blend.
It was actually an American named France, Bill France, who established the Also American NASCAR back in 1948. Bill had always dreamed of bringing the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing to Le Mans, a grueling test of drivers and machine. But a first effort fizzled back in 1976 when two American cars pooped out long before the checkered flag fell. Fast forward to 2023. This is NASCAR's 75th anniversary. France's son, Jim, spearheaded a new effort to get this down-home, southern barbecued-flavored racing in front of a foie gras audience. A special racing class called Garage 56 provided the opening. NASCAR brought in Chevy, its winningest manufacturer, Hendricks Motorsport, its winningest team, and a trio of champion drivers to enter a Camaro that looked and sounded like nothing else. By rule, a car in the experimental class can't win, but the Camaro ZL1, with its V8 caterwaul, drove the crowd wild, and the car actually finished all 24 hours of Le Mans, which was all the team was going for. At several points, the car was able to run ahead of the GT class field, although a higher finish got thwarted by transmission failure late in the game. After an hour in the pit, the Chevy returned to at least finish the race, proving the concept and energizing its veteran drivers. Here's 2009 Formula One champion Jenson Button.
If you haven't seen this car live yet, it's an absolute beast. When you see it go by and hear it, it just puts a massive smile on your face. And for me, after my long career in F1, I wanted to do stuff that was fun.
Nine-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson.
I hate that it's over because we've had such a good time.
Is it over? Maybe not. In an age of increasing globalization in sport, NASCAR's current CEO, Bill's son, Jim France, has something closer to home in mind.
I would love to see some European manufacturer that makes a nice sedan that they sell in America to decide to maybe put one of those in a NASCAR race. So that would be my ultimate goal.
With both BMW and Mercedes, not to mention Hyundai, Nissan, and Kia, all building cars in the American South, the heart of NASCAR country, right? Maybe that's not so far-fetched.
I don't think so, but I got to convince some other people. A lot of great European cars are being built in America. They can make some good noise, too, if need be. So.
And turnabout being fair play, global motorsports are already moving stateside. For instance, Formula One. This spring, they ran a Grand Prix in Miami with races in Austin and Las Vegas later this year. Can a foie gras dog in an internationally streamed reality series starring NASCAR drivers, their wives, girlfriends, and pit crews really be far off? In Le Mans, France, I'm Jamie Kittman for Marketplace.
Jamie's a veteran automotive writer who's also New York bureau chief at Car and Driver magazine. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.